Below them, 2 miles out on the flats, was the homestead of Thunis Kral. The house was a big one, Dutch gabled and smoothly thatched with combed grass. There were horses in the small paddock, many horses, for the twins' father was a wealthy man. Smoke from the cooking fires blued the air over the servants' quarters, and the sound of someone chopping wood carried faintly up to them. Shaun stopped on the rim of the escarpment and sat down in the grass. He took hold of one of his grimy bare feet and twisted it up into his lap. There was a hole in the ball of his heel, from which he had pulled a thorn earlier in the day, and now it was plugged with dirt. Garrick sat down next to him. "Man, is that going to hurt when Ma puts iodine on it?" gloated Garrick. "She'll have to use a needle to get the dirt out. I bet you yell. I bet you yell your head off." Shaun ignored him. Twins could scarcely have been less alike. Shaun was already taking on the shape of a man. His shoulders were thickening, and there was hard muscle forming in his puppy fat. His colouring was vivid, black hair and blue eyes. Garrick was slim. His hair was an undecided brown that grew wispy down the back of his neck. His nose and the rims of his pale blue eyes were pink with persistent hay fever. He lifted his head and looked down the slope. A little